Hello, everyone.
너무 아름다운 시간들이죠.
We're having a very beautiful time.
정말 감사합니다.
Thank you so much.
저는 1년 전에 IYF 캠프만 했으면 좋겠어요.
I wish I could do IYF camp 12 months out of the year.
사실 1년 전에 거의 IYF 캠프를 하고 있는 중입니다.
Actually, we are actually doing IYF camps 12 months out of the year.
마치면 또 케냐에 가야 하고.
And once this ends, I have to go to Kenya.
가나에 가야 하고.
And also to Ghana.
코트디부아에 가야 하고.
And also to Cote d'Ivoire.
돌아와서.
And come back.
스프링필드 가야 하고.
Have to go to Springfield.
멕시코에 가야 하고.
And to Mexico.
날짜에 딱 순이 있어서
and so, you know, all the dates have the order.
걱정할 시간 뭐 이렇게 염려할 시간이 없어 너무 좋습니다.
I don't have the time to get worried and
가장 행복한 것은
the happiest thing is
사람의 마음이 하나가 되는 것이
is for when people's hearts become one.
부부가 살아도
even though there is a married couple
처음에 막 행복하게 모였는데
at first they got together very happily
살다 보면 이제 숨겨져도 아내 성품이 남편 성품이 나오면서
but as you live you get to know your wife's characteristic your husband's
마음이
characteristic
마음이 멀어지고 생각이 달라지기 시작하면
and your hearts become distant and your thoughts begin to change
그때부터 굉장히 고통스럽고 괴로워지는 것이
from then on it's become very painful and difficult 많은
부부가 살지만은
there's many husband and wife who live together
남보다 못하게 미워하며 사는 사람이 많습니다
there are a lot of people oh you know they hate each other
이혼을 못하지만
because of situations they cannot
get divorced 살아있어도 지옥 같은 삶을 사는 사람이 너무 많습니다
even though they live together it's like hell so many people live like that
마음을 바꾸면
if you change the heart
너무너무
it's really really good
한 분은 저희 교회 어떤 부인이 왔습니다
one time there was a lady that came to my church
와서 얼마 전에 제 사함을 받았
she came recently and received the forgiveness of sins
그 부인이 저한테 찾아와서 얘기를 했어요
and then that lady she came to me and she said to me
목사님 저는 2년 전에 이혼을 했습니다
pastor 2 years ago I got divorced
내가 왜 이혼을 했지요
I asked her why did you get divorced
성격이 너무 안 맞아서요
because our personalities don't get along at all
성격이 안 맞으면 이혼해요
you get divorced if your personalities don't get along
아, 목사님 몰라서 우리 남편하고 한번 살아봐요. 친절머니 나요.
No, pastor, you don't know. You should live with my husband. It's gonna make you sick and tired.
왜 내가 당신 남편하고 삽니까?
Why would I live with your husband?
우리 아이들하고 아내하고 살지.
I live with my wife and my kids.
내가 물었어요.
And then I asked her.
집에 에어컨이 있어요?
You have an air conditioner at home?
있지요.
She says I do.
에어컨이 너무 추우면
if the air conditioner is too cold
조절합니까? 떼다 버립니다.
Do you adjust it or do you remove and throw it away?
조절하죠. 리모컨 가지고 하면 되죠.
You get the remote control and you just adjust it.
그렇죠.
Yeah, that's right.
그래 그래요.
That's what we do.
텔레비전을 사 왔는데
when you bought a TV
소리가 너무 크면
if the volume is too high
떼다 버려요.
Do you toss it and throw it out?
조절해요.
Or do you adjust it?
조절하죠.
You adjust it.
그래서 내가 웃는 거예요.
That's why I laughed.
왜냐하면 텔레비전이나 에어컨 같은 건 아주 싸구려입니다.
Because TV, air conditioner, these things are very cheap.
사람에 비하면은
compared to people,
기계도 아닙니다.
No, those things are not even machines. They're not even machines.
사람은 어떤 기계보다 정교하게 많은 기능을 갖추고 많은 이 기능이 일을 하는데
You know, people, they are made more refined and have so many more functions than any other machine.
값싼 에어컨이나 텔레비전도 리모컨도 조절하는 리모컨이 있는데
Even the cheap air conditioner or a TV, you can control it with a remote control.
그 부인은 마음을 조절하는 법을 몰라가지고
But this lady did not know how to adjust her heart.
이혼을 하고
She got divorced.
아이들도 아빠와 떨어지게 하고
And her kids lived away from her father.
삶이 얼마나 고통스러워진다
And life became so painful for her.
사모님한테 얘기했어요.
So I told that sister.
남편 재혼했어요.
Did your husband remarry?
아니요.
No.
합치세요.
Get back together.
그 사모님이 너무 단순하게.
But that sister, she's so simple-hearted.
예.
She said yes.
그리고 두 분이 합쳤어요.
And the two of them got back together.
너무 너무 행복하게 사는 거예요.
And they live so happily together.
사실 여러분들 속에 어려움 전부 다 마음 안에 해결할 수 있는 것인데.
And when all the hardships that is happening inside of your heart.
그런 게 잘 안 돼서 문제인 거예요.
And because these things don't work out, that's why it becomes a problem to us.
제가 여기 한 자매님 와 계신 미국 캔자스시티에 오신 자매님 계신.
There's a sister here from Kansas City in the United States.
어느 날 어떤 자매님 나한테 전화를 했어요.
One day, one sister called me.
목사님 언니가 미국 캔자스시티 학교 교사로 있는데요.
Pastor, my older sister is a teacher in Kansas City.
암이 걸려 막 죽어가고 있어요.
And she has cancer and she's dying.
너무 슬픈 이야기를 했어요.
And it was really, really sad.
그래서 가족들이 모두 가족 회의를 했대요.
So the family had a big family meeting.
그래서 이제 돈을 모아가지고
And they got their money together.
동생에게 주면서
And gave it to the younger sister.
이거 비행기표 사서
With this money buy an airplane ticket.
가서 언니를 좀 돌봐 줘라.
And go to America and care for your sister.
이제 그래서 전부야 좀 좋은 음식도 해주고
And cook her some good food.
약도 사서
And buy some medicine for her. And they sent her.
그다음에 가기 전 저한테 전화를 했어요.
But before that sister went, she called me.
내가 이야기를 했어요.
And then I said to her,
암 환자들이 갖는 마음을 제가 많이 봤습니다.
And I've seen the heart that the cancer patients have.
언니한테 이렇게 이야기하라고.
So I told her to say this and that to your older sister.
사모님이 떠났어요.
That sister then left.
내가 잘못했다.
After she left, I thought, "Oh, my mistake."
언니 전화번호를 내가 얻어가지고.
I should have gotten her older sister's phone number.
내가 직접 이야기할 수 있었는데.
And I could have spoken to her myself.
아쉽다.
Ah, too bad.
그러고 난 뒤에
And afterwards,
전화가 하나 왔어요.
Now I got a phone call.
보니까 이거 내가 아는 번호가 아닌데.
And I didn't recognize the number.
외국 번호예요.
It was from abroad.
누나 그 언니가 전화를.
And I called back, and it was the older sister.
그러지 그 언니하고 저하고 이제 전화로만 가깝게 됐어요.
And so over the phone, I became very close with that older sister.
걸렸고,
she had cancer.
암 치료하고.
She was getting chemotherapy.
어렵고 힘든 고비속.
She was going through difficulties and hardships.
그래서 제가 중요한 것은
But the important thing is
하나님이 우리 인간을 만드실 때
When God made us man
외부도 병도 있지만
We have diseases from the outside
우리 몸 안에 있는 NK 세포나 면역 체계 이런 것들이
But the NK cells and the immune cells within our body
암을 얼마든지 잡고 이길 수가 있는
You know these things can more than take over our hearts and we can overcome them
저는 종종 암 환자 보고 그래요
And from time to time when I see the cancer patients I say
잠 많이 자요
Get a lot of sleep
그럼 나아요
Then you'll be healed
저 항상 쉬운 걸 얘기하죠, 그죠?
And I always give them the easiest answers.
밥 많이 잡어요.
Eat a lot of food.
아무 문제가 안 돼요.
And it's going to be no problem.
근데 실제로 제 얘기를 듣고 그렇게 하면 다 나아요.
But actually, they listen to me and do it. They all get healed.
그 사모님이 많이 좋아졌어요.
And that sister got so much better.
어느 날 전화 왔는데.
And one day she called me.
아니 뭐라 목사님.
She said was pastor.
죄송합니다.
I'm sorry.
이제 안 될 것 같아요.
I don't think this is working.
그동안 감사했습니다.
Thank you for everything.
왜요, 자매님?
Ask the sister, what's wrong?
밥을 먹을 수 없어.
She says, I cannot eat.
예?
What?
쌀이 없어요?
You don't have rice.
밥이 없어요?
You have no food.
밥이야 있지요.
Yeah, I have food.
근데 왜 못 잡어요?
But why can't you eat?
항암 치료해서.
I'm getting chemotherapy.
너무 힘들어서.
It's so hard.
입이 타는 것 같고.
It feels like my mouth is burning.
그래서 밥을 먹을 수 없어요.
And it's so bitter, I cannot eat.
내가 막 웃었어요.
So I just laughed.
왜요?
Why?
자매님 생각해 보세요.
Sister, think about it.
암 환자가 암과 싸우면서
If a cancer patient is fighting against cancer,
병의 영양은 필수 조건인데
You know, nutrients is a necessity against diseases.
입이 쓰다고 밥을 안 먹어요.
Just because it tastes bitter, you don't eat.
말이 돼요.
Does that make any sense?
밥을 하면 어떻게 병을 이깁니까?
Without eating, how can you overcome the disease?
설명을 했어요.
And I explained.
입이 달 때가 있죠.
Sometimes your mouth is sweet.
저는 입이 너무 달아서.
For me, my mouth is so sweet.
자꾸 막 배가 나와요.
And so my belly keeps getting bigger.
아이고 또 1kg 늘었어.
And so I look at the scale. Oh, I gained another
kilo.
And I skip a few meals.
가요.
And then my weight goes back down.
저는 이제 나이가 드니까 참 좋은 게.
And good thing about getting older is.
좋은 것도 있지만.
There's good things, but.
자제력이 굉장히 약해졌어요.
You know, my self-control has become very weak.
전 칼같이 딱딱 끊었는데.
You know, before I used to cut things off very sharp.
나이가 많아지니 그게 잘 안 돼.
But I got older, so I become unable to do that.
오늘 적게 먹어야지.
I'm gonna eat little.
밥을 적게 들어요.
And I get a little bit of food.
먹는데.
And while I'm eating.
먹다 밥은 적지만.
And while I'm eating, it's a little bit of rice. But I keep eating. I just keep eating everything.
아우 배가 너무 불러.
Oh, I'm so full.
오늘 사진을 찍었는데.
And recently I took a picture. You could just see my belly popping out.
The
kids telling me, Pastor, photo. Hurry up, take a picture. That's what I would do.
근데,
but,
전 음식이 그렇게 맛이 있어요.
You know, the food is so delicious.
아이들 막 과자 먹는 거 뺏어 먹고 싶고.
And I want to take cookies from the kids.
보통 이제 저 노인 같은 사람 그런 거 안 먹는데.
Usually older people like me don't eat that kind of stuff.
전 아이들 먹는 걸 제일 좋아해요.
You know, but I love to eat with the kids.
그래서 제가 영어 하나 배웠어요.
And so I learned something in English.
I like eating. 그런 거 잘 배웠어요.
I know how to say I like eating.
예, 그래서 저 참 좋아해요.
And I really like it.
자매님 얘기했어요.
And then that sister said.
자매님 생각해 보세요.
Sister, think about it.
자동차가
a car
기름 맛을 알아요?
Does it know the flavor of gas?
자동차에도 기름 맛 아는 기능이 없어요.
The car has no function to taste the gas.
기름을 넣으면
but if you put in the gas
차는 가요.
The car goes.
자매님 그냥 밥맛이 있어 먹으면 좋은데
Sister, it'd be good for you to eat because you have appetite.
밥맛이 없어도
even though you don't have appetite
밥을 먹어야 돼요.
You need to take food.
나중에 알고 보니까
Then when I found out
아, 그러네요.
She said, yes, that's right.
그 자매가 너무 귀한 것이
The precious thing about that sister
내가 얘기 무슨 얘기 네, 그러네요 하면 그대로 하는 거예요.
Whatever I tell her, she says, yes, that's right, and she just does it.
근데 그 다음 막 입이 참 하만 치는 입이 쓰고 막 타고 막 냄새 맡기 싫고 그런데
And so her mouth felt like it was burning and bitter and she didn't want to eat anything but
자매 내 말씀을 따르려고
But the sister tried to follow my words
음식을 막 흩어놨대요.
And she scattered food all over her house
탁자에도 하나 넣고 손발에도 하나 넣고 여기도 넣고
And she just picked it up and eat it every time.
그냥 한 일주일 지나니까
And after about 1 week,
몸이 다시 좋아졌어.
Her body got better again.
그런데
And then,
똑같은 형편에 있는
even though you're in the same circumstance,
어떤 형제가 있었어.
There's this brother.
자매가 전화해요.
And his wife would call.
목사님,
Pastor,
우리 남편은 밥을 안 먹어요.
My husband does not eat.
그래서 제가 이제 전화를 했어요.
And then I would call him.
어, 형제,
hey, brother,
밥을 먹어야 돼.
You have to eat.
밥을 작게 또.
And get a little scoop of rice.
입에 넣어서.
Put it in your mouth.
그 침에 삭혀.
And then chew it and then swallow it.
대가 있으면 그냥 녹으면 그냥 넣어.
And then if it's in your mouth, just swallow it. Just swallow it.
그러면
all you gotta
소화가
do.
잘 돼.
Then you'll digest it really well.
그래서 자꾸 그걸 계속 이제 아침부터 저녁까지 그걸 하나 좀 많이 먹으면 살기 그러면 돼.
And do it all day long. Chew and swallow. Chew and swallow.
그 형제가 다음에 또 전화했어.
His wife would call me again.
목사님, 제 남매 다 뱉어요.
Pastor, you know my husband spits everything out.
어, 형제 먹어야 살아.
Brother, you have to eat to live.
왜 형제가 뱉을까?
Why is brother spitting it out?
생각해봤어요.
I thought about it.
뭐 목사지가 뭐 암에 걸려봤어.
Hey, Pastor, did you ever get cancer?
내 사정 어떻게 알아?
How do you know my situation?
지가 걸려봐, 지도 못 먹을 거야.
If you get cancer, you wouldn't eat either.
아마 그런 생각이 있는지 몰라.
Maybe that's what he thought.
계속.
And he continually refused food.
안타깝게도
And sadly,
세상을 떠났어.
He passed away.
어떡해요?
What do we do?
총 가져가서 밥 먹어. 안 먹어 쏴.
Can I bring a gun?
그 속잖아요.
Eat the food. Otherwise, I'm going to shoot. I can't do that.
그러니까 이제 중요한 마음의 흐름이 참 중요.
And so the flow of the heart is really important.
제가 그 자매님이 너무 말씀을 잘 듣고 너무 고마워.
That sister listened to my words so well. I was so thankful.
얼마나 또 다음에 아 이제 목사 만들 것 같아.
And then she thought, once again, she called me, Pastor, what this time, sister?
아, 위경련이 알았어요.
Pastor, I have stomach cramps.
지금도 위경련 일어나고 있어요?
Do you have stomach cramps right now?
지금이 안 나죠.
Well, not right now.
자매 들어보세요.
I said, sister, listen.
위경련 나다가
You had stomach cramps?
안 나면
And when you don't,
다 나은 거예요.
It means you're all healed.
또 날 수 있어요.
And you can have stomach cramps again.
또 안 나면 되죠.
And if you don't have them, then they're good.
그러네요.
Oh, that's right.
다 나았네요.
I'm all healed.
아무 다
And she completely defeated cancer.
그러니까 이제 이 마음이 흐르면 그런데.
That's what happens when the hearts flow.
제가 뭐 목사가 뭘 암에 대해서 안다고.
But you say, what does the pastor know about cancer? Yeah, whatever.
아이, 자기도 안 그래 막 먹었을 거야.
And if he got
얼마나
cancer,
고통스러운데 얼마나 쓴데.
And it's so bitter, it's so painful.
그런 새 마음이 안 맞으면 그런 거예요.
When the hearts don't fit, that's how it is.
그러니까 저는 성경을 읽으면서.
So as I read the Bible,
성경 내용을 읽어요.
I read the contents of the Bible.
왜 예수님이 이 이야기를 하셨지?
Why did Jesus talk about this story?
무슨 마음을 가지시고 이런 말씀을 하셨지?
What heart did he have to talk about these words?
마음을 들으면
I feel out his heart.
자 예를 들어 말하자면
Now, so for example,
예수님의 제자 가룟 유다가
the disciple of Jesus, Judas Iscariot,
예수님을 팔았어요.
He sold Jesus.
우리는 그냥 그렇게 알았어요.
And we just think that's that.
근데 성경에 보니까
But in the Bible,
마귀가
The devil,
in
the heart of Judas,
예수를 팔려는 생각을 넣.
Put in the thought to betray Jesus.
그 예수님을 팔고 싶은 마음이.
The heart to betray Jesus.
유다에게는 없었어요.
Judah did not have that heart.
마귀가 그 마음을 넣어 주었어요.
The devil put that heart inside of him.
근데 마귀가 뭐 눈에도 안 보여 그 생각을 넣으니까.
And you can't see the devil with your eyes, and those thoughts are put in him.
마귀가 넣어준 생각이야.
And the Judas.
이따가 생각 따라 망해.
This is the devil's thought. If I follow him, it's going to destroy me. I'm going to be cursed.
팔다니 말도 안 돼.
Betray Jesus? No way.
그렇게 해야 하는데.
That's what he should have done.
유다 그 말을 받아들.
But Judas accepted those words.
이제 예수님을 팔려고 하는 생각이
the thought to betray Jesus
마귀에게서
from the devil
유다에게 건너갔어.
It moved over to Judas.
유다가 그 마음이 속에 들어왔어요.
And it entered into Judas' heart.
유다가 아니야 이건 나쁜 생각이야.
Judas thought, no, these are bad thoughts.
내 속에 이런 생각이 들어왔지.
You know, how did these thoughts enter me?
우리 선생님은 팔다니 말 건데.
How can I betray my master?
당장 나가 나 이제 안 받을 거야.
Get out this thought. I'm not going to accept you.
네, 쫓으면 돼요.
All he needs is kick that thought out.
근데 유다는 그 생각을 계속 마음에 받았어.
But Judas kept on receiving that thought into his heart.
예수님 팔면 돈 벌겠네.
If I betray Jesus, I'm going to make money.
돈 30원 받을 수 있을 거야.
You know, I'm going to get 30 pieces of silver.
돈 30원 한참 쓰겠네.
Oh yeah, I'll spend good money, 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, that's great.
이제 마귀가 준 생각, 그 생각이 유다 마음에 자리를 잡았어.
And the devil that put in the heart of Judas settled in his heart.
그때부터는 유다가 어떤 삶을 사느냐면
From that point on, what kind of a life does Judas begin to live?
길을 걸어가도 마귀 생각 가지고 걸어가고.
Even though he's walking by the thoughts of the devil.
제사장을 만나도 마귀 생각 가지고 만나고.
Even though he meets the priest, he meets by the thoughts of the
예수님을
devil.
예수님을 팔고 은을 받을 때 마귀 생각 가지고 만나고.
Even though he betrays Jesus and receives gold, it's by the heart of the devil.
마귀 생각 가지고 만나고.
And he continues on with the heart of the devil.
마귀가 원래 유다에게 없었던 생각을 넣었는.
The devil put in a thought Judas did not originally have.
마귀가 유다를 생각을 끌고 가는.
And from that point on, the devil began to lead
예,
Judas' thoughts.
아담에 저 다 죄가 있고 마귀가 우리 속에서 많은 생각을 유다처럼 넣어요.
Through Adam, we have all committed sins, and the devil puts thoughts into us just like Judas.
지나다 보니 어느 생각이 딱 들어왔어요.
But after some time, a thought entered you.
아 이게 무슨 이런 생각이 들어와?
Oh wait a minute, what kind of thought is this?
예수님 어떻게 팔아?
How could I betray Jesus? That's nonsense.
예수님 마음이 아니야.
This is not the heart of Jesus.
마귀야 준 마음이야.
It's a heart from the devil.
사탄은 물러가 나 네 마음 안 받으면 빨리 가지가 임마.
Get behind thee, Satan! I'm not going to accept your heart. Get out away! Get away from me!
마음에서 그 생각 떨쳐 버리고.
If you cast that heart from your thoughts, from your heart.
예수님 은혜를 베푸십시오.
Jesus, give me grace.
사탄 내 마음 이런 마음을 주는데.
Satan is giving me this kind of a heart.
나는 마귀가 됩니다.
Then I'll become the devil.
저주 받게 돼요.
Then I'll be cursed.
저 나 이 생각 버릴 거예요.
It's going to ruin my life.
예수님 마음 내가 담고 싶어요.
Jesus, I want to be like your heart.
예수님 말씀 믿을게요.
Jesus, I want to believe your words.
예수님 마음과 마음을 같이 할게요.
Jesus, I want to be one heart with you, Jesus.
이게 인생 전부를 좌우하는 거예요.
That's what will decide everything for your life.
저는 정말 어둡고 방탕하고 악하게 살아.
I lived in so much darkness and I lived righteously and evil.
성경 말씀을 읽었습니다.
I read the words of the Bible.
무슨 말인지 전혀 이해가 안 가.
I didn't understand what it said at all.
한 번 읽고,
I read it once,
두 번 읽고,
twice,
열 번 읽고,
10 times,
스무 번 읽고,
20 times,
서른 번 읽고,
30 times,
마흔 번 읽고,
read it 40 times.
계속 성경 읽는 동안,
as I kept on reading the Bible,
그 성경 말씀이 내 마음 안에 들어와서,
the words of the Bible entered into my heart.
이제 그 말씀이 나를 끌어가는 거예요.
And the word would lead me.
그 말씀이 나를 끄는 동안에.
And while the word is leading me.
예수님의 말씀이기 때문에.
Because it's the word of Jesus.
내 마음 안에 예수님이 살아서 일을 하는 거예요.
Jesus lived and works inside of me.
우리는 어제 강도 만난 자 이야기를.
Yesterday evening we talked about the man who fell among thieves.
강도 만난 강도를 만났습니다.
The man who fell among thieves, he met the thieves.
죽어가고 있습니다.
And he was dying.
이제 저녁 때가 돼 가는데.
And now it's evening time.
예루살렘이 여러분들은 산골짜기였습니다.
And Jesus, Jerusalem to Jericho, is by the hill.
있고,
there's woods.
나 해가 지면.
And when the sun sets.
늑대들이 튀어나오겠죠.
There's wolves everywhere.
늑대가 피 냄새를 맡겠죠.
And the wolves will come out and smell the blood.
자기 늑대를 이길 만한 힘이 없겠.
This man has no power to overcome the wolves.
늑대 밥이 되고 말 겁니다.
And he will just become wolf food.
늑대 뭐 갈갈이 뜯어먹고.
And the wolves will tear him up.
안장하게 남겨놨을 것입니다.
And then just have his bones remain.
이제 그 저녁이 다가옵니다.
And then the evening comes.
근데 자기가 어떻게 해볼래도 그의 주관을 할 수 없어.
But no matter what he tried to do, he could not break free from that position of death.
그냥 주관하기 때문에.
He was just dying.
도망을 가려도 갈 수도 없고.
He couldn't run away.
차라리 강도 굴에 들어갈 길도 없고.
He couldn't even go back to the thieves.
죽어가고 있어.
He was dying.
그것이 우리 인간을 그린 그림입니다.
And that is an illustration of us humans.
인간 스스로 죄의 얼매 자기서 무슨 노력을 해도
man
스스로
on
그래서 벗어날 수 없다는.
No matter what effort, man on his own cannot become freed from this.
예수님은 그 성경에서
Jesus from the Bible
제사장이 그냥 지나가고
the priest just passed
by 레위인도
그냥 지나가는 the Levite just passed by
어떤 사마리아인이
but a certain Samaritan
그 사마리아인의 마음을
the heart of the Samaritan
예수님의 마음을 사마리아인의 이야기에 넣어서 사마리아 마음이 예수님의 마음 같이
And so the heart of Jesus was put into the Samaritan, and Samaritan acted like the heart of Jesus.
But
the man among thieves was dying. First, the priest passed him by. And the priest saw the man who fell among thieves. Oh, there must be thieves here. He was shocked. Oh, this man is half dead. Oh, I want to go and help him out. Then surely there must be thieves around here. You know, if I try to help him, the thieves might attack me and I might die. Yeah, I want to help you. You know, but I'm not just me. I got kids. I got a wife. And I got to do a lot of things at the church. And I got to live believing in God. I'm sorry, but the priest ran away. Levite also ran away. Why? Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what Jesus said. That's what the law says. With all your heart, with all your will, with all your life, you have to love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. But we can't do that. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I can't do that. Because if I skip a few meals, I get so hungry, I can't take it. But no matter how much meals the neighbor skips, I don't feel his hunger. And when I get cold, I look for the warm place. But no matter how cold my neighbor is, I'm not cold. I'm more important to me. And so the priest or the Levite You know, for live for their own life, they did not help the man who fell among thieves. However, what did Jesus say? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd throws away life for the flock. There's the man who fell among thieves. The Samaritan came. And the priest and the Levite, rather than the man who fell among thieves, they valued their own life. But Jesus, rather than his own life, he loved us more. He knows that there's pain. He knows there's hardship. He could not just pass them by. And that's why he saves us. And let me just read the Bible. And a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and saw it and had compassion and went to him, bound him up, put in his own beast, and took him to the inn, took care of him. And the next day he gave 2 pence. It tells us everything the good Samaritan did for the man of
thieves.
It means Jesus is doing that for us.
The
funny thing about the Bible is the Samaritan goes for the man who fell among thieves. First of all, he takes out the oil from his bag and pours in oil and wine on him. In the Bible, the oil represents the Holy Spirit. As we live life when we have hardships and emptiness, Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit. And so that through that Spirit, we can live bright, beautiful, and blessedly. And then the wine represents joy. And has our life overflow with joy. So that sister from Kansas City, she looks so precious to me. The person the pastor likes the most, no matter what the pastor says, who just accepts it as it is. The pastor opens the Bible, and according to the words of the Bible, preaches the word so that that person can believe and be blessed. But people, they have their own perceptions and their own thoughts. They only follow when it fits their thoughts. But they usually follow their own ways. But that sister, she lived. Even the stomach cramps.
사모님 지금 2학년 일어나요?
She overcame. Did you have stomach cramps, sister?
지금만 일어나죠.
Well, not now.
아, 6년 일어나다가.
You had stomach cramps.
안 일어나면.
And not anymore.
나은 건데.
That means you're healed.
걱정하십니까?
What are you worried about?
나중에 우리가 달러트 캠프 때 자매를 만났어.
Later on, I met that sister during the Dallas camp.
물어봤어.
And then I asked her.
자매님.
Sister.
왜 내가 이거 그대로 잘 받아들이셨죠?
And then why did you accept my words exactly as I say?
자매님이 하는 말씀이.
And then the sister said.
내가 뭐 받고 안 받고 그런 처지가 됩니다.
And I can't pick and choose in my situation.
죽어가는 인생인데.
I'm about to die.
예, 그렇습니다.
Yeah, that's right.
복된 마음이죠.
That's a blessed heart.
어떤 죽어가도.
But some people, even when they're dying.
안 든 사람 안 들어.
People don't listen. They don't listen.
죽어도.
Even they die. They just go their own way stubbornly.
죽어도 그래요.
And that's true even though when they die.
그 말씀을 들은 건 마음이 하나가 됐다.
And by listening to the word, it means you became one heart.
우리가 예수님의 말씀을 받아들이면.
If we accept the words of Jesus.
이제 그 저 뭡니까 가룟 유다가.
Judas Iscariot.
처음에 예수는 팔리는 생각이 없었습니다.
At first, he did not have the thought to betray Jesus.
마귀가 그 생각을 넣었는데.
The devil put those thoughts in him.
가룟 그 말씀을 받아들였을 때.
And when Judas accepted that word.
마귀가 한 마음이 된.
And he became one heart with the devil.
가룟 유다가 아니고.
And he's no longer Judas Iscariot. He becomes the devil.
반대로 우리가 어떤 어림 있을 때.
On the other hand, when we have our own rights.
예수님 말씀을 받아들이면.
If we accept the words of the Lord.
내가 아니고. 예수님이 되는.
When we have a problem, when we accept the words of the Lord, it's not you, you are Jesus. And that is so amazing.
근데 예수님 이야기는 우리하고 전혀 달라.
But the words of Jesus are completely different from us.
우리하고 생각이 다른데.
His thoughts are different from ours.
예수는 정말 주로 믿을 때.
But when you really believe Jesus as the Lord.
나하고 다르지만 예수님 말씀을 받아들일 수밖에.
He is different from you, but you can accept the words of Jesus.
그 가룟 유다가 마귀의 음성을 받을 때 마귀하고 하나가 되는 거죠.
And when Judas Iscariot accepted the voice of the devil, he became one with the devil.
예수님의 말씀을 받아들.
Likewise, when we accept the words of Jesus.
성경을 읽었습니다.
I read the Bible.
성경 여러 곳에.
In many places throughout the Bible.
못 박게 죽음으로
through Jesus' crucifixion
on the cross 우리 모든 죄가 사해졌고
all our sins are forgiven
우리 거룩하고
we are holy
의롭게 됐다
and we have been made righteous
형제들하고 아까 처음에 얘기했죠
and with the brothers I talked about this earlier
술취병이 형제
that drunk brother
형제 성경에는 의롭다고 했어
brother the Bible says you're righteous
거룩하다고 했어
it says that you're holy
온전하다고 했어
it says that you're perfect
형제 자신을 보지 말고
brother don't look at yourself
말씀은 믿어
but believe the word
난 널 술 취는 게 안 돼.
And his brothers, I'm all drink, drunk. No.
각오해도 안 되고.
No matter how much I try to quit, I can't.
그저 견딜 수가 없어.
And I want to drink so bad. I can't change.
난 거룩하지 않아.
I am not holy.
나 언제나 그런 마음을 가지고 있었어.
That was the heart that he had.
제가 이야기했어.
And then I said to him,
형제,
brother.
진짜 그 이야기를 그대로 받아.
And he just accepted these words exactly so.
형제 온전해.
Brother, are you perfect?
거룩해.
Are you holy?
아닙니다.
No, I'm not.
싸웠어요.
I fought with him.
성경 그렇게 돼 있잖아.
But the Bible says you are.
한참 싸우다.
I fought for a good while.
형제 마음을 바꿨어.
And the brother changed his heart.
형제 거룩해.
Brother, are you holy?
네, 거룩합니다.
Yes, I'm holy.
온전해.
Are you perfect?
네, 온전해.
Yes, I'm perfect.
그날부터 술이 딱 끊었어.
From that day, he quit drinking.
믿음도 거룩해졌어.
And he became holy.
지금 복음 전도한테 했는데.
And now he's a gospel preacher.
얼마나 잘.
And he preaches so well.
이혼한 자매님한테 물어봤어요.
And I asked his wife who wants to
divorce him.
I asked that sister who got divorced.
들어보세요.
I said, sister, listen to me.
자매님 마음을 합쳐야 돼요.
You have to unite your heart.
이야기했어요.
I told her.
남편과 합치십시오.
Be reunite with your husband.
그래서 그 자매님은
so that sister
남편하고 합쳤어요.
She got back together with her husband.
구원을 받았어요.
And the husband got saved.
아이들이 너무너무 행복해.
And the kids were so happy.
부모님들도 그렇게 기뻐해.
And the parents were also so happy.
이제 정말 참 귀하게 살아요.
And now they live so preciously.
물론 사람이 이런 문제도 있고 뭐 그런 거 없을 수 없겠지만.
Yeah, in life you have various problems, this and that, but
이제 여러분 우리의 삶 속에서.
But now in our lives.
내가 예수님을 믿을 때.
When I believe in Jesus.
예수는 우리 인간하고 다릅니다.
Jesus is different from us humans.
나는 할 수 있는 일이 정해져 있고 뭐.
And the humans, there are things they can do, and everything is already predecided. But Jesus knows everything. And the one who helps us is Jesus.
이해하십니까?
Do you understand?
그래서 여러분의 생각 예수님하고 틀릴 때,
so when your thoughts are different from Jesus,
때,
when they don't fit,
아닌 것 같지만,
although it appears wrong,
예수님이나 그걸 믿는 거지.
People believe in Jesus believe that.
그런 경우는
and we have so many instances of that.
저는 참 많은 사람들을 이렇게 상담하고 말씀을 합니다.
And as I counsel with so many people and share the word with them,
사람들이 변하는 거예요.
And people change.
왜?
Why?
내가 내 생각을 넣어주면
If I put my thoughts in them,
그 사람 나를 닮을 거고
then that person will become like me.
예수님의 생각을 넣어주면
But if I put the thoughts of Jesus in him,
예수님을 닮을 거고
then he'll become like Jesus.
이순신 장군 이야기를 넣어주면
If I put in the words of General Lee Soon-shin,
이순신 장군을 닮을 거고
he'll become like General Lee Soon-shin.
세종대왕의 이야기를 하면
If I give him the words of King Sejong, he'll become like King Sejong.
그래서 누가 좋아요?
Which one is the best?
예수님이 좋아.
Jesus is the best.
그래서 예수님의 이야기를
And so I gave her the words of Jesus.
근데 예수님의 이야기 가운데서
But of the words of Jesus,
우리가 받아들이기 어려운 것들이 너무 많아요.
There are so many words that is hard for us to accept.
이야기한 것처럼
Like I said earlier,
할렐루야 혼인잔치에 포도주가 모자.
At the wedding at the Cana of Galilee, they were short of wine.
물을 부었어요.
And they poured water into the barrels.
물을 부었고 우리가 볼 때 물이 틀림없는데
Surely they poured in water. In our eyes, this is water.
그래서 이거 포도주다 뜯어 주어라.
Jesus says, this is wine. Go take it and serve it. This is confusing. How can you say this is wine?
물인데.
It's water.
이건 물이야.
This is water.
사람들이 갈등을 합니다.
And people become conflicted.
그러다 이제 어느 날 결정하게.
And then one day they decide.
내 생각이 맞아, 예수님 생각이.
Are my thoughts right or the words of Jesus right?
내가 볼 때 물이지만.
In my eyes, it's water.
예수님이 맞아.
But Jesus is right.
예수님이 포도주라면.
If Jesus says it's wine. It's wine.
아 이거 떠다주는 거 떠다주자.
And go serve it. Okay, let me serve it.
예수님 떠다주는 거 떠다주었는데.
Jesus told me to serve it, and they served it.
너무 좋은 포도주.
It had turned into really good wine.
이게 예수님이 아시는.
And that is the work that Jesus does.
예수님과 여러분 생각이 다른데.
And so your thoughts are different from Jesus's.
어떤 예수님 따라가면 망할 것 그런 마음이 들지만.
You feel like if you follow Jesus, it's going to destroy you.
제가 옛날에 내가 살아왔던 삶 전체가 악하고 더럽고 추한 거.
But the whole life that I lived as a whole was filthy, dirty, and evil.
근데 이제 제가 그 예수님의 이야기를 마음에 받아들였어요.
And when I accepted the words of Jesus into my heart,
놀라운 건 내 자신이 변하고 달라졌어요.
Amazingly, myself started to completely change.
그래서 제가 많은 사람을 만날 때,
So when I meet with many people,
내 이야기하지 아니하고,
I don't speak of myself,
예수님 이야기라는 겁니다.
But I speak the words of Jesus.
그 예수님 말씀 그대로 받아들이면,
And if you accept the words of Jesus exactly so,
나는 예수님의 마음이 그 속에 들어.
The heart of Jesus enters that person's heart.
예수님이 일을 하는데,
And Jesus begins to Work. I cannot overcome the temptation of drugs. And I cannot overcome the temptation of liquor. I cannot overcome the temptation of gambling. I cannot overcome the drinking temptation. But if Jesus enters in, amazingly, we change, and that's so amazing. I'm so thankful. And I talk a lot about this.
한 분은 제 자동차를 타고 어제 밤에 가다가
One time I was driving at night time
너무 늦어서
It was too late
구미 교회에 자고 가기로 했어요
So I decided to spend the night at the Gumi church
구미 교회에 전화를 했어요
And I called the Gumi church
어제 좀 자고 갑시다
Oh, let me spend the night there
아, 예수, 목사님 오십시오
Oh, yes, pastor, come on over
그날 제가 가서 이제 잤어요
That night I spent the night there
제가 새벽 한 4시쯤 일어나서
I woke up at like 4 a.m.
아무도 몰래
and secretly
나가려고
I was going to leave
옷을 입고
I got dressed
가방을 들고
and I grabbed my bag
현관 문을 열었어
and I opened the front door
깜짝
I was shocked
현관 문 앞에
in front of the front door
새벽에 누가 서 있는 걸
somebody was standing there early in the morning
누군가 보니까
I looked, who is this?
구미 교회는 박희진 목사
Pastor 박희진 of the Gumi Church
들켰어요
I got caught
박 목사님이었어요
And then Pastor Park said to me,
목사님,
Pastor,
새벽 기도 말씀 좀 전해.
Can you preach the early morning service, please?
잠장 값을 내라는.
It means I should pay for spending the night.
아, 갈라다 잡혔어요.
And so I tried to escape, but he caught me.
새벽 기도에 말씀을 전해.
So that early morning service, I preached the sermon.
말씀을 전하는데,
while I was preaching the sermon,
저쪽 끝에 벽 밑에 시계 아래.
Way in the back, underneath the clock,
어떤 여학생 휠체어 타고 앉았어요.
There was a girl sitting there in a wheelchair.
그래서 말씀을 마치고
so after the sermon,
여학생 가까이 갔어요.
I approached her.
내가 농담을 했어요.
And I joked with her.
다른 사람 다 의자 앉았는데.
Hey, everybody else is sitting in regular chairs.
왜 휠체어 앉아 있어?
Why are you sitting in a wheelchair?
휠체어 타는 그렇게 재미.
Is it so much more fun to be in a wheelchair?
농담을 했어요.
And I joked with her.
과학생이
and the student 이야기했어요. She said
자기는 19살 난 최수연 학생이에요.
She says my name is 최수연. I am 19 years old.
근데
but
어느 날 엄마 다리에 감각이 없어졌어요.
One day, mom, I can't feel anything in my legs.
발이 이상해요.
There's something wrong with my feet.
감각이 점점 죽어서.
And she began to lose feeling in her legs.
올라오는데.
And the loss of feeling was rising
올라오고,
up her legs. It would
pass
all the way up to her belly.
병원에 가보니까.
And she went to the hospital.
척추 안에 있는 그 신경이란 곳에 염증이 생겼어요.
In the inside of her spine, there was an infection.
그래서 요즘까지 의학이 발달 염증 하나 치를 못해.
They said medicine so advanced they can't treat your infection.
치료가 안 된다는.
They said they couldn't.
의사는 말하기를.
The doctor said.
이제
now
침대에 누워서 얼마 살다가 죽을 거라고.
You're going to be bedridden for a while and then you'll die.
이제 19살 난 이제 한참 피어난 꽃처럼 아름다운 아가씨가.
And so at the flowery, young, blooming age of 19.
죽는다는 게 너.
It was so heartbreaking to think that she was going to die. So I spoke with her.
수연이, 수연아,
I said to 수연, 수연,
내 이야기 잘 들어.
Listen carefully to what I'm saying.
뭐라고 했냐면,
what I said was,
전기는 전선을 통.
Electricity flows through electrical lines.
그래요.
That's right.
여러분 그 이야기 저 뭡니까? 맥주 이야기 아세요?
Everyone, you know the beer story?
잘 몰라요.
You don't know?
독일에 어떤 사람 맥주를 아주 좋아하는 사람이 있어요.
There's a guy in Germany who really loved beer.
그래서 맥주 회사 이야기해가지고.
And so he told the beer company.
맥주 회사 공장에서.
From the beer factory.
자기 집까지.
To my house.
맥주 수도 파이프를 연결해.
Let's connect the pipeline to my house.
그래서 이제 그 수도 꼭지를 틀면.
So that if I turn on my faucet.
수돗물이 안 나오면 맥주가 나오게 해놨어.
Instead of running water, I can get beer.
그래 친구들 이렇게 전부 다 뭐 맥주 파티.
And he got all his friends. They had a beer party.
여러분 꼭지에 수도 꼭지 털면 물 나오지 맥주 안 나오죠?
If you turn on your faucet, you get water, not beer, right?
그렇죠.
Right?
예, 수도 꼭지에 물 나오지 맥주 나온 집 없어요.
Yeah, you get water from the faucet. You don't get beer out of your faucet.
사실이에요.
That's true.
그렇지만,
however,
맥주 공장에 파이프를 연결하면,
if you connect the pipeline to the beer factory,
수도 꼭지 털면 맥주가 나오게 될 수가 있어요.
If you turn on the faucet, you'll get beer from your faucet.
이해하십니까?
Do you understand?
우리가 그냥 하면 안 되는데.
And so if we just do it, it's not going to
예수님
work.
그 파이프를 다 연결해 놨다면,
but if our heart is connected to the pipeline with Jesus, then you get beer through the faucet.
우리 볼수 있는 기적들은 전부 다 예수님을 알면 오는데.
Likewise, all of our miracles they come from Jesus.
예수님과 연결은 그게 다 가능한.
When you connect with Jesus, all of that becomes possible.
이제 여학생은 대변도 못 보고.
This girl couldn't defecate.
소변도 못 보고.
She couldn't urinate.
죽어가고 있어.
She was dying.
의사가 말하기를.
The doctor said.
저 그냥 침대에 누워 있다 죽는데.
No, you're going to be bedridden and you're going to die.
대변을 볼 수가 없어요.
And she was unable to defecate.
먹은 게 다 토해야 돼.
She has to vomit everything she eats.
그래가지고 이제 한 번씩 3일 하면 약을 먹고.
And once every 3 days she has to take the medicine.
엄마가 배를 밀어가지고 대변을 빼내는 거예요.
And the mother has to squeeze on her belly to push out the defecation.
소변은 몇 달 만에 며칠 만에 한 번씩 볼 수가 매일 자주 봐야 하잖아요.
And urine you have to pee every day,
물을
right?
자유롭게 마시진 못해요.
She could not drink water freely.
그리고 이제 기계로 소변을 뽑아요.
And with the machine they would remove her urine.
그 가족들이
and her family.
아, 박옥수 목사님 기도 안 받았으면 좋겠다.
Oh, I wish we can get prayer from Pastor Oksu Park.
근데 소변 때문에 갈 수가 없는 거야.
But because of the urination, they couldn't come.
그래서 이제 가족들 기도하기 시작했어.
And the family started to pray.
교회가 함께 기도했어.
And they prayed. The church prayed with her.
하나님 우리 구미 교회 한번 오게 해주십시오.
God, please let Pastor Park visit the Gumi Church.
그날 저는 울산에서 출발해서 서울 올라가다가.
That night, I left Ulsan on my way to Seoul.
처음에 너 대구에 자고 가려 했는데.
At first, I was going to spend the night in Daegu.
이야기가 대구를 지나가 버렸어.
But while talking, I passed Daegu.
고속도로 그 다음에 이제 간데 구미였어.
And then where I went after that was
내가 전화를 받고
I answered the phone
그 저 목사님이
they got my phone call and then that
바로 수연이 아버지가 전화했어
called 수연's father right away
수연의 아빠 여기 오는데 박 목사님 주무십니다
and the pastor Park's going to be spending the night here
오늘 저녁에 주무시고 내일 아침 꼭 잡아 놓을 테니까
and he's going to spend the night and I'll hold him tomorrow morning
내일 새벽 기도회 때 수연이 데리고 오세요
so bring 수연 tomorrow early morning service
그래서 막 그들이 좋아하면서 수연을 데리고 온 거예요
and they were so happy and they brought 수연 over
난 그런 일이 있는지 몰랐어
I didn't even know that that had happened
수연이 이렇게 얘기했어요
and I said to 수연
수연아
수연
내 이야기 잘 들어
listen up to what I'm saying
넌 지금 척수염에 걸려 죽어가고 있어.
Right now you have spinal infection and you're dying.
근데 너하고 예수님하고 한 마음이 되면
But if you and Jesus become one heart
마음이 흘러가.
Then the hearts will flow.
자, 전기는 전선으로 흘러가.
Electricity flows through electrical lines.
수돗물은 파이프로 흘러가.
Running water flows through pipeline.
예수의 말씀은 내 마음에 흘러들어와요.
The words of Jesus have to flow into your heart.
아, 유다 마음에 마귀가 예수 팔려는 생각이 넣으니까.
And the devil put in the heart of Judas Iscariot the thought to betray
Jesus.
가서
유다 마음 없던 예수 팔고 싶은 마음이 생겨난 거야.
Judas now had the heart he didn't have before, the heart to betray Jesus.
예수님 말씀 내 마음을 받아들이면.
If you accept the words of Jesus into your heart.
예수님하고 나하고 하나가 돼.
Then you and Jesus become one.
예수님 마음이 내 마음에 흘러들어오면.
And if the heart of Jesus flows into your heart.
예수님 마음만 흘러온 게 아니라.
Not only is it the heart of Jesus.
마음 안에 평안도 흘러오고.
But the peace in his heart comes to
you. 능력도 흘러오고.
The power enters you.
기쁨도 흘러오고.
The joy enters you.
행복도 흘러오고.
And the happiness also enters you.
자세히 설명해.
I explained to her in detail.
그 네가 예수님하고 마음이 하나 연결되면.
So if you just connect your heart to be one with Jesus.
예수님 네 마음에 들어가시면.
And if Jesus enters your heart.
네 마음에 네 몸에 어떤 병이 있든지 간에.
No matter what disease you have in your body.
네 병이 예수님의 문제가.
It is not your disease. It's Jesus' problem.
예수 능히 너를 고칠 수 있어.
And Jesus can more than heal you.
제가 그 학생 잠시 동안 이렇게 설명하고.
And briefly I explained this to the student.
기도하고.
I prayed for her.
올라왔어.
And then I left.
중요한 것은
the important thing is
성경을 읽어 보면
when we read the Bible
처음엔 성경 내용 그냥 읽어지는데
in the beginning we just read what the Bible is saying
성경을 좀 더 자세히 읽어 보면
but if you read the Bible closely more closely
성경 안에 예수님 말씀이 있고
there is the words of Jesus in the Bible
예수님 말씀에는
and in the words of Jesus
분명히 예수님 마음이 들어 있어요
surely it holds the heart of Jesus
예수 이런 마음을 가지고
Jesus with this kind of a heart
이런 말씀을 하셨구나
he spoke these words
예수 이런 말씀을 하셨을 때는
when Jesus said these words
예수 이런 마음이었구나
Jesus had this kind of a heart
이게 처음엔 안 보이다가
in the beginning you can't see it
계속 읽어내가면서
but as you continue to read the Bible
묵상하다 보면
and as you think about it
예수 말씀 한마디 한마디 속에
instead of the words of Jesus one by one
예수의 마음이 보여
You see the heart of Jesus.
그 마음은 내 마음에 받아들이면.
And when you receive that heart into your heart.
예수님 마음은 내 마음이 하나이기 때문에.
Your heart and the heart of Jesus is one.
예수님의 능력이 내게 돌아오고.
The power of Jesus enters you.
평안이 돌아오고.
The peace of Jesus enters
사랑이
you.
돌아오고.
The love enters you.
기쁨이 돌아오고.
The joy enters you.
거룩함이 돌아와요.
The holiness enters you.
예수님과 마음이 하나가 돼.
When you become one heart with Jesus.
그때부터 예수님의 능력 내 속에 들어와서.
From then on, the power of Jesus enters
어떤
you.
어떤 병이든지 낫게 돼요.
No matter what disease,
어떤
it heals
문제도
you.
해결하게 돼.
No matter what problem, it takes care of it.
어떤 일도 하나님의 은혜를 입게 되는 거예요.
No matter what the situation, you can receive the grace of God.
얼마나 놀라운지.
How amazing this is.
수연이의 그 설명을 했어.
I explained this to 수연.
그리고 제가 수연이에게 기도했어.
And then I prayed for 수연.
그리고 말했어. 수연아.
And then I said, 수연.
빨리 일어나.
Hurry up and get up.
그때 수연이는
At the time, 수연.
컵에 물이 있는데
There is water in her cup.
온몸이 움직이지 못한 신경이 죽어서
Because her nerves were dead, she couldn't move her body.
그 물을 스스로 또 마시지 못해.
She couldn't pick up the water and drink it.
근데
But
서울에 이제 올라왔는데
I came back up to Seoul
한 4개월쯤 지난 뒤에
After about 4 months
수연이가 편지를 썼어
수연 sent me a letter
목사님에게
Dear pastor
뭐라고 편지 썼냐면
What she said in the letter
의사는
The doctor
예, 아, 예, 보이는데
I could see it
한번 읽어볼게요
Let me read for you
박옥수 목사님 안녕하세요
Hello Pastor Oksu Park
저는 구미의 최수연 학생이에요
I'm student 최수연 from 구미
기억하세요
Do you remember me?
다름이 아니라 너무 감사한 마음을 박 목사님께 전하고 싶어
I just want to tell you what a thankful heart I had towards you. That's why I wrote this.
작년 울산 집에 마치고 구미에 오셔 새벽 말씀 전해주시고.
After the Ulsan conference, you came to Gumi and preached the early morning service.
기도해주셨잖아요.
And then you did laying on of hands of prayer for me.
반드시 걸을 거란 목사님 말씀 잊을 수가 없어요.
And Pastor, you said, surely I will walk. I cannot forget those words.
병원은 평생 걷지 못할 거라.
The hospital said, I will never walk my whole life.
박 목사님 마음 안에 있는 그 믿음을 제게 전해주신 것을 받은 것밖에.
And all I did was accept the faith that was inside of Pastor Park that you gave to me.
지금 붙잡지도
Now I can walk without holding anything, and I'm able to write all this. I didn't do anything. I wanted to walk, so I tried to walk. So all I did was fall. All I did was just believe what Pastor Park said. All I did was just pray and believe. And after I got spinal infection, I was able to walk. My family completely changed also. And we decided our heart on God's side.
신도 많이 세져서
Now I've gotten a lot stronger so I can write this
무릎도 들고
and I can pick up my knees
엄청 신기해요
and it's so amazing
방문사님 제가 걷는 거면 너무 기뻐하실 것 같아요
Pastor Park, I think you'll be so happy to see me walking I'll show you next time
하나님, 앞으로 하나님이 제게 하실 일이 너무 많은데
I look forward to the work that God will do unto me
기대요 저를 통해 많은 사람 구원받게 되는 생각 너무 감사해요
and I think about how many people will get saved through me I'm so
그
thankful
그 완벽한 세계에 대해서 단기 선교를 하고 싶은 마음이 너무 많아요
you know when I walk in here it's better I want to go to world camp and become a church missionary Pastor, if you remember me, please pray for me. Please be healthy. Take care. That's what the letter said. She got healed. Is Chesyeon here?
So
she came last time also. Let's see her. So we'll give her a small time to give a testimony.
네, 안녕하세요.
Hello, everyone.
네, 목사님께서 다 말씀해주셨는데요.
You know, Pastor already said everything.
벌써 10년 전입니다.
It's already 10 years ago.
10년 전 저는 이렇게 전신 마비가 왔었는데요.
You know, 10 years ago, I had full body paralysis.
목사님께서 이제 거대한 막 이야기를 해주신 게 아니라.
And pastor didn't tell me some grand things.
아까 해주신 말씀처럼 전기가 연결되는.
And like he mentioned, he talked about electricity is connecting.
그 말 이제 그러면서 목사님께서 저한테 말씀하셨습니다.
And then after that, pastor said to me.
야, 수연 아무것도 아니야.
Hey, 수연, this is nothing.
수연 반드시 일어나 걸을 거야.
You know, surely you will walk.
그 말이 저한테 그대로 들어왔어요.
And those words entered me.
저는 정말 아무것도 한 게 없습니다.
And I didn't do anything at all.
진짜 할 수 있는 게 아무것도 없었습니다.
And there was nothing I could do.
세상에서는 저를 포기했었는데요.
The world had given up on me.
저도 저를 포기했었습니다.
I've also given up on myself.
근데 하나님은 저를 포기하지 않으셨더라고요.
But God had not given up on me.
하나님이 해놓으신 걸 믿기만 했습니다.
And all I did was just believe what God had done.
또 저는 믿으려고 노력한 것도 아니었는데요.
I didn't even try to believe.
하나님께서 제 마음에 그 마음을 그대로 흘러주셨습니다.
God just flowed that heart exactly into my heart.
목사님의 그 걸을 거라는 그 말씀처럼
And pastor's words that I'm gonna walk
저는 분명히 걸었고요
And so I was able to walk
저는 뛰기도 하고요
And now I can run
저는 지금 모든 신경이 다 살아났습니다
And all my nerves are back alive now
지금 대변도 잘 보고요 대변도 잘 보고
And so I'm able to defecate very well
정말 건강하게 살고 있습니다
And I'm living very very healthy
10년 전에 목사님 만나지 않았으면 저는 이 자리에 없을 겁니다
If I had not met pastor 10 years ago, I wouldn't be here
또 올해 이렇게 나이가 많은데도요
And even though I'm older now this year
이렇게 또 앞으로 나을 것 같아서 참석했습니다
And so I thought he would call me to the front, that's why I came here
또 지금까지 이렇게 살게 해주신 하나님께 감사드리면서
I thank God who has allowed me to live this whole time
감사합니다
Thank you
감사합니다.
Thank you.
제가 수연을 만났을 때,
When I met 수연,
절망뿐이었었어요.
She had nothing but despair.
어디에도 희망이 없었어요.
There was no hope anywhere.
근데 예수님에겐 희망이었어요.
But there's hope in Jesus.
나는 수연의 마음을 예수님 마음과 연결한 것밖에.
All I did was connect 수연's heart with the heart of Jesus.
난 여러분의 모두의 마음에,
And in all of your heart,
많은 문제가 있고,
There's a lot of problems,
어려움이 있어도,
And a lot of hardships.
만약 여러분 마음이 예수님 마음과 연결되면,
But if your heart connects with the heart of Jesus,
예수님의 밝은 빛이,
The bright light of Jesus,
그 마음의 어둠을 다 물리쳐주는
We'll get rid of all the darkness in your heart.
특히 이제 우리가 성경을 읽어보면
Especially when we read the Bible
우리가 도저히 이해가 안 되는 이야기가 참 많아요.
There's so many things that we cannot understand.
예수님은
Jesus
우리가 이해하는 것도 하시지만
And He does things we do understand.
이해 안 되는 일도 하시니까요.
But He also does things we cannot understand.
그 예수님을 믿었어요.
And I believed that Jesus
그 예수님 내 삶에서 이런 일들이 참 많이 일어나고 있어요.
And these kinds of things was happening so much in my life through Jesus.
여러분 저는 바쁘게 살고 있는데
And so even though I live very busy
참 많은 학생들이 변하고
And many many students are changing.
제가 자주 얘기했지만
I talked about it often.
러시아 브라디카프카스만 내가
I went to Vladikavkaz in Russia.
거기는 브라디카프카스는 산악지대라는 건데.
And so Vladikavkaz means mountainous area.
그래서 IYF 센터에 있었어요.
And we had our IYF center there.
근데 거기에 제가 한번 갔는데.
And I went there one time.
마약 중독에서 벗어난 젊은이들이 한 30명이 모였어요.
There was about 30 youths who got together who were freed from drugs.
교회 와서 말씀 듣고 마약이 다 나 고쳐진 거예요.
They came to church and listened to the word and healed from the drugs.
내가 이제 그 청년들하고 같이 모임을 했어요.
And I had a meeting with those youths.
브라디카프카스에 보드카 술을 판매하는 만드는 공장이 있는 곳인데.
And so Vladikavkaz was a place where they had factories to sell liquor.
그 도시는 전체 술을 술과 연관된 삶.
And it was a city everybody worked based on liquor.
러시아는 겨울에 춥기는 술을 많이 마시고.
In Russia it's cold during the winter, so they drink a lot of liquor.
그래서 술사는 굉장히 잘 됐어.
And the liquor industry did very well.
그래서 거기서 만든 술로 온 러시아에 다 보낸 거야.
And with the liquor produced there, they supplied all of Russia.
아 그리고 이제 러시아가 저 무너지면서
But as the Soviet Union fell apart,
다 이제 독립의 다른 나라가 됐죠.
All the countries became independent and separate countries.
술 판매량이 아주 적었어요.
So their liquor sales got very low.
반으로 나왔다가
And then it came half, became one-fourth.
그래서 많은 젊은 청년들이 직장을 잃었어요.
So many, many youths lost their job.
근데 직장인은 너무 무리하게 보냈는데
And they were living a very lost life.
누군가 거기다 마약을 공급했어요.
And then somebody started to supply drugs there.
많은 사람들이 마약을 해요.
And many people started doing drugs.
마약도 여러 가지가 있는데.
And there's many kinds of drugs.
99 하는 게 있는데.
There's a drug called 99.
그거는 99% 순수한 마약이라는 거예요.
It's 99% pure drug.
근데 지금 마약은 그 코카 나무에서 뽑아내는데.
And so you get the drugs from the coca tree.
순수한 코카에서 더 많은 마약을 빼내기 위해서.
To extract more drugs from pure coca.
화학품 약품을 써요. 화학 약품을.
They use chemical products.
그래서 그 마약 속에 화학 약품이 들어 있어요.
And there's chemical products inside the drugs.
그런 마약을 주사를 맞으면.
When you get shots of those drugs.
그 화학 약품 덕분에.
Because of the chemical product.
마약이 오래 잔류하는 시간이 길어져요.
Drugs remain in your body longer.
몇 번 안 해도 마약에 걸립니다.
Then even though
중독돼요.
you do drugs only a few times, you get addicted.
마약을 끊을 수가 없어요.
And you cannot quit drugs.
그러니까 이제 마약이 지나가면은
And so when the drugs would come
얼굴에
through,
약간 파란빛을 띠게 되고
You know, when you do the drugs, your face turns blue.
심해지면서 경련이 일어나고
And then you start getting cramps.
많은 젊은이였어요.
And many, many young people died.
근데 우리 IYF가 블라디카프카스 서면서
But as IYF got established in Vladikavkaz,
많은 마약 중독자들이
many, many drug addicts
마약에서 벗어났어요.
They became freed from the drugs.
어느 날 제가 그 도시 갔는데
One day I went to the city.
또 시민 한 분이 저를 식사 초대했어요.
One citizen there invited me to dinner.
우리 그때 같이 간 사이가 다 40여 명이 갔는데
And About 40 of us pastors went there.
그 초대한 분이 이야기했어요.
The one who invited us said,
목사님 감사합니다.
Pastor, thank you.
IYF를 세워줘서
You established the IYF.
블라디카프카스에서
And in Vladikavkaz.
IYF 학생들 많은 마약에서 벗어났습니다.
The IYF students today, IYF students got freed from the drugs.
오늘 저는 목사님을 러시아 황제로 모시고 싶습니다.
And today I want to receive you as a king of Russia today, Pastor.
지금 오늘 식사는 러시아 황제가 하는 식사인데
And the meal we're having is for the kings of Russia today.
우리가 시키는 그대로 하셔야 합니다.
And do exactly as we tell you to.
이제 그분들이 식사하는 방법을 얘기해 줬어요.
And they taught me how they would eat.
처음에 하녀가 세때 물을
First, a maid brings a basin of water.
손을 씻어, 손을
you have to wash your hands.
다음에 이제 수건을 닦고
and you wash it in your towel.
러시아 왕 이제 한 시간 동안 왕이 된 겁니다.
And for one hour, I became a king.
왕실에서 식사를 했습니다.
And I ate at the king's palace.
제가 잘 잊어지지 않습니다.
And I really cannot forget this.
식사가 귀했던 거다.
Rather than the meal,
참 많은 젊은이들이
but many young people
마약에 살아난 것입니다.
They survived the drugs.
우리가 아메리카 인디언들 지역에 갔습니다.
We go to the Native Americans.
인디언 지역은 거의 차가 들어가지 못합니다.
And the cars cannot reach the Native American areas.
차고만 들어갈 수 있어요.
There are areas you can only go there by plane.
인디언들 속에 자살한 경우 굉장히 많아요.
And many Native Americans commit suicide.
IYF 학생들 거기 들어가서
IYF students went there.
인디언 같이 댄스도 하고
and danced with those
놀고 그러다가
and played with them, had a good time.
50명을 데리고
and we brought 50 of them.
LA 우리 캠프에 참석했어요.
And they attended our camp in LA.
그 인디언 정글에 살던 그들이
So they used to live in the woods,
LA 도시를 처음 보고
and they see the city of LA
뉴욕 캠프에 왔어요.
And they attended our camp in New York.
그러면 그들이 너무 놀라는 겁니다.
And they were so amazed.
그들이 말씀을 들으면서
and as they listened to the word,
많은 학생들이 변화.
Many of these students changed.
자살 수가 확실하게 줄어들.
And the amount of suicide got very low.
어디 가든지 간에 IYF가 들어가는.
No matter where we go, wherever the IYF is,
청년들이 변하고,
the youths change,
마약이 달라지고,
and the drug addicts change.
그런 변화 너무 신기한.
And this kind of change is so amazing.
어떨 때는 피곤할 때도 있고.
Sometimes we get tired.
하루에 때는 다섯 번 메시지 전할 때.
And sometimes I have to preach the message 5 times, 6 times a day.
교회만 피곤한 지칠 때도.
Sometimes I get tired and exhausted.
너무 기쁘고 감사하고.
But I'm so joyful and so thankful.
비행기를 많이 타고.
And riding on the airplanes a lot.
지구에서 50바퀴 이상 비행기를 타.
On the airplane, I've gone around the earth more than 50 times.
대한항공만 말고,
and not just on Korean Air.
한국 다 비하면,
if I put together all the other airlines,
저도 130번 지구로 돈
기억해. I've gone the earth more than 120 times.
그런데 제가 어느 나라 가든지 간에,
but no matter what country I go,
젊은이가 변하는 것입니다.
The young people change.
죄 사함을 받고,
they receive the forgiveness of sin.
예수님의 마음으로 살,
and they live through the heart of Jesus.
그건 아주 단순합니다.
And this is very simple.
내가 안전병인데,
I'm a lame. Amen.
내가 생각할 때 걷질 못해.
And in my thoughts, I cannot walk.
다 말랐어.
My legs are all withered.
난 못 걸어.
I cannot walk.
예수님 말씀했어.
But Jesus says,
일어나봐.
Rise.
들어가.
Walk.
들어갈 수 있어.
You can walk.
마음이 싸움을 합니다.
And there's a fight in the heart.
내 생각 나는 못 걸어요.
In my thoughts, I cannot walk.
다리가 다 말랐어요.
My legs are all withered.
안 돼요.
This cannot work.
걸을 수 없어요.
And I cannot walk.
걷다 하도 자꾸 넘어졌어요.
I kept on trying. I keep falling.
안 돼요.
I cannot.
난 안 된다고 말해.
And I believe I cannot.
예수님 말씀해.
But Jesus says,
일어나,
in the word,
걸어가.
Get up and walk.
걸을 수 있어.
You can walk.
이 사람이 생각합니다.
And this person did not believe his thoughts anymore.
따르냐,
will I believe my thoughts or the words of Jesus?
어떤 사람 자기 생각을 따라 걷지 않고 그냥 일평생 앉아있는
Some people follow their thoughts and remain lame their whole life.
걷는 날 그날부터 걷게 되고 뛰게 되는 것.
But if you believe from that day, you run, you walk.
우리가 죄 속에 살았는데.
We lived in sin.
죄뿐인데.
It was nothing but sin.
그날 예수 성경에서 말하서 말.
But Jesus told us from the Bible.
우리를 거룩하게 했다.
That He has sanctified us.
의롭게 했다.
That He has made us righteous.
의롭게 됐다.
That we have been made righteous.
내가 볼 땐 죄인인데.
In my eyes, I'm a sinner.
내가 볼 땐 악한데.
In my eyes, I'm evil.
내가 볼 땐 더러운데.
In my eyes, I'm dirty.
예수님이
But Jesus says, I'm righteous.
그러면,
if so, then I am righteous.
내가 틀리지, 예수는 틀리지 않아.
I am wrong. Jesus is not wrong.
나 그럼 의롭습니다.
Then I am righteous.
나 의로워.
I am righteous.
그걸 믿음으로 받아들일 때.
When you accept that by faith,
나 이제 죄인이 아니에요.
I'm no longer a sinner.
예수님이 의롭다.
If Jesus said, I'm righteous.
그러면 너 의로운 거야.
Yeah, that means I'm righteous.
성경 로마 4장 25절에.
In the Bible, Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
예수는 우리의 범죄함을 위하여 내어짐이 되고
Jesus was delivered for our offenses
우리를 의롭다 하심을 위하여 다시 살아나십니다.
And he was raised again for our justification.
예수님이 우리 죄를 다 사하셨기 때문에
Because Jesus forgave all our sins.
죄를 안 지은 게 아니고
Not because we didn't sin.
우리가 지은 어떤 죄든지 간에
No matter what sin we committed.
십자에 못 박혀 죽으시면서
Through his death on the cross.
죄를 다 받으셨기
He received all the punishment for sin.
예수님 죄가 남아 있지 않다고 말.
That's why Jesus says our sins do not remain.
우리가 기억이 납니다.
You remember your sins.
거짓말했어.
I lied, I stole.
어, 기억은 나.
I remember,
그 벌은 받았어.
But that is punished.
마찬가지입니다.
It's the same thing.
내가 자동차 타고 하다가
When I drive a car,
속도 위반했고 신호 위반.
I overspeeded and I ran the red light.
한국에는 고속도로에 카메라가 있어.
In Korea, they have the cameras on the freeways.
며칠 후에 이제 날라옵니다.
And you get the ticket a few days later.
당신이 과속을 했습니다.
You were speeding.
벌금을만 은행에 내.
You have to pay this much money.
그래서 은행 가서 벌금을 내고 나면.
If I go to the bank and pay the fine.
그 죄가 없어진.
That sin disappears.
없어진.
It's gone.
그리고 나는 그 다음부터 어떤 벌도 받지.
And then from then on, I don't receive any punishment at all.
벌금을 냈기 때문에.
Because I paid the fine.
내가 안 내도.
Even though I don't pay it.
딴 사람이 내 이름을 내줘도 되는 거지.
Somebody else pays it in my name, then it's still good.
내 죄의 값은 지불됐습니다.
The wages of my sin has been paid for.
예수님 십자가에서.
Jesus at the cross.
내 죄의 모든 형벌을 받으셨기 때문에.
He received all the punishment for my sin.
깨끗하게 씻어놓고.
He washed them clean.
나를 보고 어렸다.
And called you righteous.
난 믿으시지 않았어.
I couldn't believe it.
내가 죄인인데 어떻게 의로워?
I'm a sinner. How can I be righteous?
난 죄인이 맞아.
That's right. I'm a sinner.
로마 4장 25절에
In Romans chapter 4 verse 25.
예수는 우리의 범죄함을 위하여 내어짐이 되고
Jesus was delivered for our offenses.
우리를 의롭다 하심을 위하여 다시 살아나신.
And he was raised again for our justification.
예수 부활하신 뒤에
After Jesus resurrected.
내가 너희들의 죄를 씻었어.
I have washed away your sins.
손에 못자국을 봐.
Look at the nail mark on my hand.
내 꼬리 창자국을 봐.
Look at the spear mark on my side.
네 자국이 너희 죄를 대신 벌받은 증거야.
And though you have I've already been punished for your sin. This is the proof.
저는 죄가 많은 사람입니다.
I'm a person with a lot of sins.
내 생각을 버리고.
But I threw my thoughts away.
내가 죄가 많은 게 사실이지만.
And it is true that I have many sins.
내 생각은 죄인이지만.
In my thoughts, I'm a sinner.
예수님이 의롭다네.
But if Jesus says I'm righteous,
의로운 거야.
I am righteous.
나는 의롭다 그랬어.
I said I am righteous.
내 생각 예수의 말씀이다.
And not my thoughts, it's the word of Jesus. And then I read the Bible. And there's also many other words. In those words, I could see the heart of Jesus. And I received the heart of Jesus. From then on, Jesus began to work amazingly inside of me. Over the last many days, a lot of people who were supposed to die came back to life. Many people who were in sin were changed.
청소년들이,
especially the youth.
정말 죄악에서 벗어나 밝은 삶을 사는 것만.
And when I see them being freed from sin and living a life of brightness, it makes me so happy.
제가 사람들에게 말합니다.
So I tell the people,
당신도 나처럼 IYF를 같이 하자고.
You know, why don't you work together with me for the IYF?
돈은 못 벌지만,
you won't make money.
굉장히 행복해지고.
But it's going to make you so happy.
즐거울
거야. It's going to make you joyful.
이렇게 이제 나이가 많아졌습니다.
Now I am old in age.
이제 머리도 하얘졌고.
Now my hair is gray.
나이가 많습니다.
And I'm old in age.
행복합니다.
But I'm happy.
앞으로 몇 살 더 살는지 몇 년 더 살는지 모르지만.
I don't know how many more years I'm going to live.
예수님 나와 함께 계시고.
But Jesus is with me.
모든 일을 은혜로 복되게 이끌어 가실 줄을.
And I believe He will lead all things to be graced, to be blessed. I give thanks to the Lord.
예, 여러분들,
and you also,
여러분 생각하고 예수님과 싸우지 마세요.
Don't fight with your thoughts against the thoughts of Jesus.
옳은 생각을 버리세요.
Throw away your own right thoughts.
예수님의 말씀을 받으세요.
And accept the words of Jesus.
하나님의 은혜와 축복을 더하시옵소서.
And God will add grace and blessings unto you.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지 앞에 감사를
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
우리가 예수님 안에 있습니다.
We are inside of Jesus.
예수님 하신 하나하나를 믿고 and 말씀을 믿습니다.
And we believe what Jesus has done one by one and we believe the word.
우리가 예수님 마음으로 사는 것입니다.
And now we are living by the heart of Jesus.
예수님과 우리가 하나가 되면
and if we become one with Jesus,
우리가 무슨 일을 만나든지
no matter what we face,
예수 이끌어가 주실 줄 믿습니다.
That Jesus will lead us.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
주님 축복해 주옵소서.
God, may you bless us.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
감사합니다.
Thank you everyone.